Right on BBC Radio Sussex and BBC Radio Surrey. Now it is time to go to our brilliant relationship coach, Sue Saker from Farnham. Sue, has the caravan turned up yet?
No, not yet. We've still got another couple of weeks before we can pick her up, but we've called her Lady Camilla.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the name of our caravan. She's been named.
Oh, it must be like waiting for Christmas.
It is. It's very exciting. Oh. Now, of course, it's a bit like when you buy a new house and you can't quite remember what it looks like inside and how big things are and how many cupboards there are.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have great fun running around and discovering all of that once you take it.
Yeah, hopefully. I've booked lots of places over the summer, so we've just got to hope they all actually can open now.
Oh, was it hard to get hold of places? Are a lot of them booked up?
Well, no, they're not too booked up, but it's interesting. So some aren't taking any bookings yet until, you know, it's clear.
Yeah.
Others are taking bookings but not money. Others are taking all your money and only offering a voucher if you can't use it. So there's quite a lot of variation.
Oh, how exciting. Now, I know you're looking forward to doing that. Now, you have been brilliant over, you know, since we've gone into lockdown period. You've been giving out so much great advice on helping us all to, you know, stay as sane as possible whilst living on top of each other. You know, what a very difficult situation, especially, you know, for some people are finding it a lot harder than others. And your advice has been invaluable. But it's our last one with you today, isn't it?
I know. I've run out of tips, Nikki.
But Sue, this
is my 12th week. That would be 36 tips.
You have done really, really well. So because it is the last one, you're going to give us like the three top essentials, aren't you, tonight?
Yeah, these are my top three, whether you're in lockdown or not in lockdown, to have a really good, thriving, close, connected, loving relationship. These are my top three.
Brilliant. Okay, take it away.
So number one is to make time and find opportunities to actually talk to one another. And I don't just mean about the day-to-day trudge of what we're having for dinner or whose turn it is to do the laundry. I mean really talk about, like you did in the early days, your feelings, how you're both feeling, what's going on in your lives outside of the relationship or the family, what your dreams are and your hopes for the future. Just find those times to actually connect. You can't have a very connected relationship if you've got no idea what's going on in your partner's lives. So just finding time to connect and talk is really important. And then my second one is to actually have fun together. It can be very easy in long-term relationships to get kind of stuck in a rut, always doing the same thing. So find some new enjoyable activities you can try, or games you can play, or stuff you can do together. Maybe a new hobby or a new form of exercise you can do together, just anything really, but just try and change things a little bit and bring some new energies into the relationship, date nights, all that sort of thing. And again, you can do them in lockdown or not in lockdown, just anything that, you know, you chose to marry or be with this person, so you might as well actually enjoy one another's company together. And then my third one is to disagree nicely. It's really normal to have different opinions and to have things that you're going to disagree on, or, you know, being annoyed with one another. That's really usual and normal in any long-term relationship. But the key to disagreeing nicely is to actually listen to your partner and try and respect their view and try and understand where they're coming from and allow yourself to be influenced by them as well. If it is getting heated, if you're really disagreeing, it's starting to get emotional and getting heated, then one of you call a timeout and just call a halt and just say, let's come back and discuss this when we're calmer. You can't have a good resolution and a good discussion when you're both getting emotional. And, you know, most important with this in terms of disagreeing nicely, give up trying to win an argument with your partner and let your relationship be the winner.
Oh, I love that. That is brilliant.
So that's it. That's my top three.
Oh, Sue.
All you need.
I know. Fantastic. Well, we need to tattoo that onto our hands, yeah. Don't we? So you don't forget in those really stressful moments. Sue, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Now, if anybody would like to come and see you, because, I mean, I can't see why anybody wouldn't. tell us your website.
So it's I've got two, but probably the easiest one is thecouplescoach.co.uk. So www.thecouplescoach.co.uk. And I always work virtually anyway, so it's very easy for me to work with people over Skype or Zoom or FaceTime or anything.
Well, Sue, you are a rock star. Will you keep me updated about where you're off to on your caravanning
escapade? I might even send you a postcard.
Please do, and I can let everybody. I'll know, obviously, tell people once you've been there, because we don't want anyone going and robbing your house.
Yes, good
while
point.
You're away. So I'm sure you'll have someone there looking after it. But Sue, thank you so much. And what's the exercise been like this week for you?
Oh, do you know what I did this week? I went out on a big bike ride with some bike friends who I've not been out cycling with before. And they're not just faster uphills, but they're a lot faster downhills as well. But that was fun.
How are the thighs?
Yeah, they were quite sore the next day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think we did, it was 35 kilometres, but everywhere's hilly around here, isn't it?
So that's pretty good going.
Yeah.
Have you got a padded gel seat, if you don't mind me asking?
I have indeed bought a padded gel seat. Although I don't find it's padded enough.
Oh, really?
And my cycle shorts. I would like more padding.
It is a bit of a problem. Bless my daughter. She's been doing some epic bike rides with my husband this week. Yeah. And she said, Mummy, I really need to get a more comfy seat. It's a little bit hard. But I think that's the only downside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the most comfy thing, is it? Sitting on a bike.
Well, may your bottom not be sore for too long, Sue. And thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You take care. Well, we're going to play this for you. Pure Shores and All Saints. Take care, Sue. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks, Nikki. Bye-bye.